Okay, we are at the very last daf in Maseches Sanhedrin, Kuf Yud Gimel. We'll pick it up 6 lines from the top. Kisvei HaKodesh Yigonzu. So you have to bury Kisvei HaKodesh. Masnisin Delok Rabbi Eliezer. So this line in the Mishnah is not going like the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Kol Ir Sheyesh Bo Afil Mezuzah Achas Einan Ases Ir Hanidachas. So any city, any city that would have at least one mezuzah can never become an ir hanidachas. Shneimar, the pasuk says, "V'sarafta ba'ish es ha'ir v'es kol shlo kolio," that you have to burn everything that's in the city, and you're not allowed to burn mezuzah because it has the name of Hashem in it. V'heicha de'ika mezuzah lo efsher. And if there was one mezuzah in the whole city, then it'd be impossible. D'chsid, the pasuk said, "Lo sasim kein l'Hashem elokeichem." Don't do this to Hashem your God. As we saw this earlier on Ayin Aleph, this was a list of 3 things that the Gemara says never happened, will never happen. Ben Soramor, that was the parak we were in, Bais Menuga, right? And then here, the case of an Ir Hanidachas. So the reason why you can never have an Ir Hanidachas is because you have to burn everything, and if there's one mezuzah there, then you're not allowed to burn it. So where does that come from? So the Psukim, it quotes the Gemara, is really the basis, it's beginning in Parshas Re'eh. So, right, the pasuk says, "Lo sasun kein l'Hashem l'keichem." So Rashi, HaKadosh, tells us, what does that mean? Don't do this to Hashem. So he says, "Davar Achir," quoting the pasuk that came right before this, "V'ni tatztem es mizbechosam," you have to destroy their altars, "V'ibadtem es shamam," destroy their names. All these things, destroying the Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael, "Lo sasun kein," to Hashem, don't do this. "Ashar l'mochik es Hashem." So from here, you see that there is a prohibition against erasing the name of Hashem. Based upon that, there's an interesting question that's discussed. What about erasing Divrei Torah? In Rabbi Bush's Sefer Shoah B'Shlomo, he has a piece at the end. Mechikas Divrei Torah miluach hakita. So are you allowed to erase, let's say you have 2 things we could talk about. One, first of all, Rebbe's writing on the board and then he ran out of space and has to erase the Divrei Torah he wrote on the board in order to write the next part of the lesson. Or you could have a different situation where you're done teaching and you have your notes from the class are left on the board, then a different teacher is going to be coming in to use the same classroom. So he brings like this. Bekam yeshivos harabon amorim mishtamshin beluach kita v'koisun olav Divrei Torah. Right, so many people, they write the Divrei Torah. And Nishalti, and I was asked the following question. Im yesh iser limchok es Divrei HaTorah. Is there a problem with erasing the Divrei Torah written on the board? Af apish medaktikin shlo lichtov shem shemayim ahaluach. You know, you didn't write a shem Hashem, but you wrote out whatever. Machlokis, Rashi, and Tosfos. You have all the Divrei Torah written on the board. So it goes through all the rayas back and forth, and just concludes, l'maisa nira de'im efsher shlo lismoch al Divrei HaMakilin sheish kan toeles gedola l'chinach abonim. There are grounds to be made, but it'd be better, if possible, not to rely upon this. Va'afilu im hamor shel halimudei chol hu nochri. Even if it's a non-Jewish teacher is going to be coming in, the other one's going to be erasing the Divrei Torah. Ve'im efshir, it's possible, he writes, odiv shiye luach miyuchad ledivrei Torah, ve'luach miyuchad ledvar machirim. You should have one board, I won't say a blackboard, I'm dating myself, one whiteboard for Divrei Torah, one whiteboard for secular studies. Umize yirel ve'avinu hatalmidim. From this, the students will see and they'll understand, she'ein l'hashvoysam ve'ein lidchok limchok Divrei Torah b'fnei devarim chol. We don't erase Divrei Torah in order to write secular studies on the same. Ha'gam yodu al Cheshivus haTorah, the kedusha saw, right? And he writes that people will learn from this the great cheshivus for Torah and its kedusha. V'hu inyan shitzorch chizuk harbe, something that we need to be mechazik ourselves on that. So at the end of the day, there are hetam to yes erase the Divrei Torah, but it'd be better not to. And in a personal conversation, he told me that yeah, it'd be better if you don't have to erase it. You're not going to upset the next teachers coming into the classroom. It's better to leave the Divrei Torah on the board. Okay, continues now the Gemara and says. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Leima Bedivrei Aviv, oh, I'm sorry, Avin, yeah, Bedivrei Avin, Amar Rabbi Eloi Kimiflingin. So, this is the machloikis about the Gonos and the Pardesim, right? If you have the Ir Nidachas and it's destroyed, so you're allowed to rebuild it again. So Rabbi Yossi Haglili said, no, you cannot rebuild it. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, you just can't rebuild into an Ir, but you could rebuild the city and use it for Gonos and Pardesim. So let's go back again. It says, yeah, Lema, let's say, Bidiv Rebbe Avin Omer Rebbe Eloi Kmiflegi, the Omer Rebbe Avin Omer of Eloi, Kol Makam Sha'at the Moitze Klal, Ba'ase, Ufrapelos Ase, so you have a general overwhelming mitzvahs ase, uprat belos ase, then ain don osu bichlal prat. We don't count this as a klal of prat. Rather, we learn them out as two separate, independent halachas. So the background is like this: the psukim in Parshas Re'eh, Yehoni Dachas. So the pasuk says, "Ve'es kol shlola tikvoitz el toch rechova, v'sarafta ba'ish es ha'ir ve'es kol shlola kolil la'Hashem lokecha." And then it says, "V'haisa tail olam lo sibone od." So what does that mean? That it has to be a mountain, a heap forever, and it shouldn't be rebuilt. So v'haisa tail olam. So that is the mitzvahs ase. Lo sibone od is the los ase. So how do you understand this? Mar de isle de Rebbe Avin. So we're going to say Rebbe Yossi Aglili, who held that you cannot make ganos pardesim, holds of this drasha, Rebbe Avin. Mar de isle de Rebbe Avin. So then, in this point, we say Rebbe Kiva does not hold from that. This, in other words, according to Rebbe Yossi Aglili, so that it's the positive mitzvah of Haisatil Olam, right? And then right after it says Lo Sibone Od, so it's like they're independent, right? So what comes out according to that, it has to remain a heap, a pile for forever. You can never make it into the Ganos and Pardesim. But Rabbi Akiva says no. What's this whole idea that just that it can't be rebuilt again? But that's a prat within the klal of Haisatil Olam. Okay, so Morris says, no, that can't be the machlokis. Lo, de kuli alma is lehud Rabbi Avin. Really, both of them hold like Rabbi Avin. V'hoch ma'kefliki, so then really is what the case. Mar sover, od legamri mashma. So Rabbi Yossi Haglili holds that when you say od, right, that was the last place. So ha'isatil olam lo sivone od, that means entirely. Umar sover, Rabbi Akiva would say, od lichmoshe ha'isa einen nivne. So you can't rebuild it the way it used to be. Aval nasis he ganos ufardesim. But you're allowed to rebuild it up until, into what's it called, that you could make it into the gardens and orchards. Ton rabbonim. Hayibo ilanos tulushin asurin, muhubarin mutarim, shel iracheres bein tulushin bein muhubarin osur. So Bryce says like this: if you had trees in the city, so if they were tulush, if they were separated, they're osur. If they were muhubar to the karka, then they're mutar. But if they came from a different city, so whether they were joined, attached, or whether they were separated, it's osur. So the man asks, my iracheres. What does it mean by the iracheres? Om Rav Chisda Yericho. It's talking about Yericho. The pasuk says, "V'ha'isa ha'ir cherem laHashem ve'yashba Yehoshua ba'isa hi lemor or ha'ish lifnei Hashem asher yakum uvona et ir hazos es Yericho bevachoro yasedena uvetziiro yatziv delaseho." So Yehoshua cursed anybody who would ever rebuild the city of Yericho. So Tanya, we learned in a brisa that not only is it prohibited to rebuild the city of Yericho and give it a different name, but you can't even rebuild a different city and call it by the name Yericho. So it's like this: Lo Yericho al shem iracheres, velo iracheres al shem Yericho. Dechsev bona chiel beis haeli es Yericho, ba'aviram bechoro yisto uvesaguv tseiro hitziv delaseha. So chiel, who was, Chevra with Achav, rebuilt the city of Yericho, and his first son died when he started building it, and when he finished the city, his last son died as well. So, Tanya, Ba'aviram Bechoro Rosha. So, when his first son died, who was a Rosha, Lohaya Lo Lilmod, he didn't have to learn out that this was the curse from Yehoshua that was really happening to his own children, because he could say it was the kid's own fault. But Bisguv Tseir, when his last son died, and he learned out Haila Lilmod, at that point he really had to realize that it was in fact the curse of Yehoshua that was causing all of his kids to die. Avim Suguv my Ovu. So what did they do that they're such Rishoy? Mike Omer, what is it saying like this? So Hachim, this is what the Bryce says. Ba'avirum bechoro hayelo lilmoy lo'osu rasha b'suguv tzeiro. Bimash mishnemar ba'avirum bechoro ein yodesh b'suguv tzeiro. Zematam alom b'suguv tzeiro. Melamed shahaya mekaber v'holech me'avirum ad suguv. So you see from here that these kids were dropping one by one, and yet he never stopped. So he should have realized all along that each stage of this is happening. So In discussing this idea, Rav Wolfson Shlita has recently printed Kuntres Mitzvah Secha Emuna. So he talks about B'psychologia kayemes abchina shel adam shemisovim beishkarim. A person can be surrounded with lies. For who he writes in English, rationalization, umatzi terutim asmalos or denial lahachisha emes haniros haniglis. A person can. We have a psychological mechanism that will cause us to deny certain things that we see are just openly true. Dahainu kimoshim atzina b'sefer Yehoshua. He quotes what we're talking about. Sh'abnei Yisrael is a Yarden. We crossed the Yarden with all the miracles that the Aaron brought us into Eretz Yisrael. Hikifu es chomas Yericho zayim pamim b'shoifros v'kach yipilu es chomas Yericho. So we circled the city. We blow the shofars and the walls fell. Yehoshua also levenei Yisrael livnos mechadash es Yericho la'ad. And as we're learning in our Gemara, that Yehoshua prohibited and made a curse on anybody to ever rebuild Yericho. V'afkilo shemisha yivno es yisod yomus b'no rishon shi'ati v'ezvel secha haini shi'asayim ha'biniyah yomus. So he says, when you start, your first kid's going to die, and when you finish it off, your last kid's going to die. And you see this. He was doing this. Chia was doing this. Sapir Apostle tells us, Dehaya ish yechia mi beis el, asher lo shos libo lezois uvon es ha'ir yericho. He didn't listen, he did it. V'hai lo lasurim bo, he had 10 kids, v'chshabona es yesodos, meis b'no harishon, ad shesayim ha'almen ha'tloseha, meisu kol bonov ha'abno ha'acharon. So our Gemara, why didn't he stop this? So ask Rav Wolfson, Lechora Yesh Lisho Litamua Tuva. We have an unbelievable question on him. Ma Ola Bedaito, Lahamshich Abinyan. What was he thinking by continuing to build and build and build? Kishirosh and his Kaim HaKlola Umesu Bonav. He sees what's happening. He sees his kids are dying. Lam Lo Hivsik. Why didn't he stop? Vichi Hailo Rotzen Shivon of Yamusa. What? He wanted his kids to die? Of course not. Ela Hateretz Al Zehu. The answer is, Sheyesh Koch Bo Adam. Human beings have the ability, lahachish es ha'emes habura. We can deny the open truth in front of us. Afshib omek libo yoda hetev es ha'emes lamito. When really deep down we know the truth. And that's what happened with Chiel. We do this in our lives. We see things, but it's hard to admit that we're wrong. We have to swallow our pride a little bit and not be such a big Bale Gaiva. And here, he sees it. He would have had to admit he was wrong and that really Yehoshua was correct. And he wasn't willing to do that. So he continued and continued and continued with literally destroying his own family. Okay, continues the Gemara and says, Achav Shushbina Hava. So Achav was there with Chiel. Chiel was like a general in his army. Also, Ihu v'Eliyahu l'Misha b'Shlama b'Tamya. So both Eliyahu Hanavi and Achav were at the making a shiva call for Chiel. Yosef v'Ka'omer. So Chiel said, Duma ki meilat Yoshua. Maybe when Yoshua cursed, hochilat. This is what he was cursing. Lo Yericho al Shem Iracheres, lo Iracheres al Shem Yericho. So what we just said, not to rebuild Yericho, not to build another city, the difference is you didn't call it Yericho. So Amalei, Eliyahu says, "In yes, you're right. That's what it was. And that's what." In. So Amalei, now Achav says to Eliyahu, "Hashtel levatzo demoshel loka mekayma. The curse of Moshe didn't happen. That wasn't fulfilled. What was Moshe's curse? About avodah zarah. The Chesiv says, "Vesartim avadatem. You're going to turn away. You're going to worship foreign gods. Chesiv v'chora af Hashem b'chem v'atzot haShemayim." He's going to close up the heavens, won't be any rain. Hu Gavra, referring to himself in third person. Okim le Avodah Zar al kol telem v'telem, who set up Avodah Zar on every single furrow. Lo shavik le mitra the mezel the miskele, right? And now there's so much rain, meaning it's I'm doing the exact opposite. There's so much Avodah Zar and we're raining. Levatosa de Yoshua talmide mekayma. So what, you think Yoshua's curse is going to happen? In other words, Moshe, the Rebbe, gave a curse that if you worship Avodah Zarah, it won't even rain. That's not happening. So what, now you think that the Talmud, that Yeshua, his curse is going to happen? That's why his sons were dying? So Miyad, so the reaction of Eliyahu Hanavi was, Vayomer Eliyahu Hatishbi Mitosheve Gilad Chai Hashem Elokei Yisrael, by the life of God, Im Ye Tal Umotar. So he says, there's not going to be any more rain coming. So Boy Rachmi Bahavu Le Aklida Dimitra Vekam Va'ozo. So Eliyahu davened, and they gave him the key for Mitra, for the rainfall. I mean, he's calling the shots from now, when it's going to rain and when it's not. And he got up and he went away. Vayhi devar Hashem elav lemor lech mizeh ufaniso lecho kedma v'nistarte b'nachal kris. Right? So he was a fugitive now. Eliyahu had to run for his life because everyone's upset. And so he's hiding out in Nachal Kris. That's where he's living. Va'orvim meviim lo lechem Ubosar Baboikir. So the Orvim, these ravens would come and bring him food to eat. So I'm going to ask Mehecha, where did the Orvim get the food from? So Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Mibei Tabache Da Achav. They got it from the kitchen of Achav, which is fascinating. Just, you see, here's a person who's killing out the Nevi'im of Hashem, but nevertheless he has nice kosher food in his at his table. And at the end of days, later, sometime later, the Nachal dried up. Because there was no more rain. So when Hashem saw that people were suffering and Eliyahu was not really doing anything about it, go into Tsarfas, right? You know, so it started in a series of events in place that's going to cause you to give back the key to rainfall and what's it called? And then the drought's going to end. Chsiv. So it was that the woman, she got sick. So Eliyahu wanted to daven to Hashem, give me the key for Tchias HaMesim. So Amalei said, there's shlosh maftechos lo nimsru l'shliach. There are three keys that aren't given over. Shel Chaya, one is for a woman in childbirth. V'shel Geshamim for rain. V'shel Tchias HaMesim. And the third one is for rain. So Yomer, people are going to say, shtayim biad Talmud ve'echa biad harav. Two of them have the Talmud. I mean, Eliyahu, you have two of the keys, and i.e. for Geshem and for Tchias HaMesim, and only one is still by Hashem. So give one back. So he did. So he says, okay, that's what this is now. His conversation with Ovadia. He says, go tell Achav that I'm going to meet him, and with the rain we'll come back again. So Dorish Hahu Galilo Kaimid Rav Chizda Moshe Eliyahu Lamadu Hadavah Doimit. So what's a Moshe to understand the actions of Eliyahu? Legaver de Tarke Legale Va'ade Lemaftache. So a person who slammed the door and then lost his key, right? In other words, first Eliyahu closed the door and says, no, it's not going to rain anymore. And he was such a kanoi for Hashem. And then he wasn't able to have the key to bring it back because he had to return that key to get the key for Tchias HaMesim. Dorash of Yosef Tzipore Abba Eliyahu, a very respectful way of talking to him. He's a captain. He's a difficult person. So Avarog Lemeisei Lagabe. So Eliyahu used to come to Rabbi Yosi every day. Ich say mine tlosa yome v'loasa. So and he hid himself for 3 days. He didn't come. Ki also Amalei. So when he did come, he said Amailo Osimar. Why didn't the master come? So Eliyahu says back Amalei, Captain Korisli, you called me a captain. You called me a difficult person. So Amalei, yeah, your actions just prove it. Ha, oh, the come on, the call Kapimar. Look, I see that you're because the Viharaya. The proof is in the pudding. You didn't come. You didn't come when you heard that I referred to you in that way. So you see, you are a captain. Okay, the last Mishnah. Last Mishnah. So you shouldn't have anything attached to your hands from the cherim, from the spoils. Kolzman shereshoyim ba'olam, charon af ba'olam. Kolzman, the entire time the reshoyim are in the world, so there is anger in the world. My reshoyim, so what are the reshoyim? Man reshoyim, omer of Yosef ganave. These are the ganavim. Ton rabbanan. Rosh bo la'olam, charon bo la'olam. When wicked people come into the world, there is anger in the world. Shnemar, the pasuk says, "Bevo Rasha, bo gambuz ve'im kolon cherpa." Rasha avim in ha'olam. When a Rasha is removed and destroyed from Motova Bolam, goodness comes to the world. Shnemar, ba'avod rishayim rina. When they're destroyed, there is a song. Tzadik nifta min ha'olam, ra bo la'olam. When a tzadik leaves the world, so bad comes to the world. Shnemar, tzadik ova ve'ein ish sam alei v'anshei chesed nesofim be'ein mevin kimi pnei hara nesaf ha'tzadik. Tzadik bo la'olam, when a tzadik comes to the world, tova bo la'olam, goodness comes to the world. Shnemar, ze yinachamein mima'aseinu u'me'itzvon yodeinu. From talking about Noach, that this is one who's going to give us comfort for our work and in the hard toil that we do with our hands. Hadron alach kol Yisrael v'yishlem chelik yaslik lo meseches Sanhedrin. So I just wanted to end off with in the Sefer the Hadronim HaShas from the Lubavitch Rebbe. So they used to, the Minigan Chabad, they divide up the entire Shas every year on Yud Tes Kislev. And the Rebbe used to always take Sanhedrin. I'm not sure why, but they used to take it. So one of the, they print up two beautiful volumes of Hadronim, the Rebbe said, and he just, on this last line, he says, Hare kol inyani ha-Torah heim horos l'chol Yehudi. So from everything in the Torah, we're supposed to learn a life lesson, a practical thing is what to do for this, how to live. L'fizet tzarech l'havim b'nidon didon. So you have to understand what's talking about here. Mehai horos Yehudi lomar, lomed, meaning drasha bol olam charam bol olam tzarek bol olam tova bol olam. So what do we learn from this last line in the Gemara? That when Rishayim come to the world, there's anger. When Tzadikim come to the world, it's hard to say that this is just to see how serious sins are. Shaveir goremes charon shel mokum, it causes Hashem to get angry. On the other hand, you'll have good things, you'll have reward. Right? We have these already told us in the Torah Shebich Sav. Fine. There's an interesting thing that's being added here. When a Yid stumbles, God forbid, he could think, Vadei sh'alai lasos tshuva, v'chein ese tshuva. I certainly have to tshuva, and I'm going to. Aval mal chipozim bezeb, what's the rush? Hu meshayir es tshuva l'zman me'uchar yoyser v'nesayim hu oseik b'inyonim acherim, v'frat im inyonim tovim. He says, I'll push it off a little bit, I'll do other things, I'll do even good things before I do tshuva. Chmochein gam mitzat ha'tov, on the good side as well. Yehudi machli lasos devar tov. First makes a resolution, I'm going to do something good, a mitzvah. Ava einem izdareiz lekayim lachlato, v'nesayim hu oisei bidvarim rishus. He says, yes, I'm going to do a mitzvah, I'm going to make do a chesed for somebody, I'm going to learn. But in the meantime, he gets occupied with optional things. V'zesh mekorem adiel l'melemes lehudi, and that's what the Gemara is coming to teach us. Shehan hoge kezois mushleles, ki kol zman shelo osa tshuva, anytime a person has not yet done tshuva, hare charon hu ba'olam b'tmidis, lo rak b'shah ma'isa avera. It's still here, it's still in the world. Zerim is even more than this. Zenogeil lo rak alav b'vad el l'chol ha'olam, and it doesn't even apply just to this one person, it's l'chol ha'olam. Kol od shehu lo asa tshuva charon sholid af kol ha'olam. Kol zman, this one person himself, the individual doesn't do tshuva, there's an anger in the entire world. The same thing with the tov. Harehu mevi tova lo rak la'atzmo. He doesn't bring it only goodness for himself, el lechol ha'olam, to the whole world. V'ofen sheh pu'ula nimsheches, in a way that continuously draws out. Kishehudi yizbonim bezeh shebotoli. And Niflok is there when a Yid thinks and reflects on this idea, how much is dependent upon his actions. Sha'acharon yisod ha'olam yosur meha'olam rega koidim. Uzberega koidim tovo la'toiva ha'kosh baruch ha'olam harei behechrech shehu yizdariz mizeh. Then it's going to cause a person to take actions. V'zeh yisayelo lehevies ha'achlot l'hatov l'dei po'ol mamish maher kichol she'efsher. So this is going to give a person a drive to want to carry out their good resolutions in the quickest possible way. Then immediately goodness will come into the world, and that is a practical hara that we can learn from the last Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin. Okay, Emir Tashem, we'll start Maseches Makos tomorrow.